You enjoy the rest of your day.
Hello.
Hey, this is George. I'm calling from Local Splash. Am I speaking with Leona?
Speaking.
Hey, we're just giving you a call quickly. You recently reactivated the account. We're just giving you a call. We want to confirm just a couple of things to get everything up and running, which is almost done, by the way. So we just want to confirm keywords with you. We want to go over a couple of keywords. And these are, of course, words that people, the public, your possible clients are going to go to Google and type in. And we want to make sure that we include them all. That way, of course, you have a bigger chance of getting clients. So first and foremost, I see that your business is a painting business. Now, the primary search phrase has to be, of course, straightforward, right? So in this case, we can do something as straightforward as painting services as like your main service. Is that right?
Sir, hold on for a second. Why can't I have the same keywords that I had before?
Oh, no, yeah, we're doing that. We just want to make sure that we're optimizing everything to the fullest. We can just simply copy and paste the keywords, but we want to make sure we have them all.
Okay. So right now my account is not live?
It is with the same keywords that you had in the past. We just want to make sure we add additional keywords. If we're missing any, we want to make sure that we, of course, cover everything.
I got you. I got the keyword part, so I'm asking a second question because you said something about the account being live. So when did the account become live? Today or yesterday?
Let me take a look. One second. So this was yesterday evening.
Yesterday evening it became live. Okay.
Exactly.
All right. I was just trying to find out I had two phone calls to my office today. I went to the Local Splash app, and there was no activity from the Local Splash app. So I'm trying to find out where my two prospects came from.
Let me take a look. Let me see. Were those leads just today?
Because everything that comes in from Local Splash is either coming from Google My Business, Facebook, or Google Verified. And I had two people over the last 2 hours call me, but nothing popped up in the app. So that's why I was asking you, when did the app go live? I was trying to figure out where those two phone calls came from. It doesn't look like it came from Local Splash.
All right, so that was last evening. By any chance, is one of those calls by someone by the name of Jason?
One second.
Okay.
I think that is correct. One of them is Jason.
Yeah, that's Local Splash right there. So that came through Local Splash.
So why didn't it show up on the app?
It should already be in there. If I'm looking at your current client dashboard, do you not see that on the lead section?
There's another person that came through at 4:12. Let me go to the app right quick.
Sure.
Hold on for one second. Let me go to the app.
Yeah, you're good. Take your time.
Okay, so the person that called that ends in 5244 was not there. It's almost 20 to 30 minutes late. So I got the phone. I got the phone call to my office first. And then I went to the app to see if it showed up, and it was not there.
Okay, gotcha. So you first got the call, and then just till now you noticed that it's actually there, you're saying, right?
Right, because I went straight there after the phone call to see if it was there, to see if the app was still working. And when I didn't see it, I shot Honey a text. And there's another phone call right before that one at 4:12. P.M. A guy called me also, and I'm just trying to figure out where he came from.
Was that by any chance Griffin?
No. Do you have the last name? I got one name right here. What's the last four of the phone number? Last four numbers of the phone number.
Let me see if I can get that one second. Is that 63?
Nope.
All right, let me see. Yeah, those are the only two I see. The one I mentioned earlier, Jason, and that one. But I'll report that situation over immediately to our technicians, our IT, so they can take a look at the app and see why it has that delay. But I'll definitely report that over so we can get that corrected immediately.
Okay, so I did have a phone call at 412, and I have no idea where it's coming from and who it came from. I only have one marketing company, and it's you guys.
Right. It should have been through any of the current platforms that you have. Either just like you said, you got Facebook ads, you got Google, you got Google Verified.
But it didn't show. What I'm saying is it didn't show up in the app. It showed up on my office phone calls, but it did not show up on the local splash app.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Oscar.
I was just going to say, so we're definitely going to report that situation to our technicians or IT so we can have that corrected immediately. Well, yeah, we'll definitely have that corrected.
Okay, well, I'm not asking for a correction. I'm just trying to find out where this other phone call came from. Because it's not
as... What are the last four of the number that you see?
3377. But you don't have it because you just looked.
3377, that was today?
412 today, I called my office.
Okay, yeah, we don't have that record. But, yeah, the thing is that I need to report that to see if our IT can track that down. But personally, I don't see, that it's actually registering on your local Splash dashboard, so I don't see if it came through one of our platforms. But I must report that over to see if they can track that down. Can I get the complete full phone number, please?
319-331-3377.
Okay, gotcha. So that was today at 412, you said, right?
Yep.
All right, good. So I'll report that over to see where that came from, track that down, and, of course, correct the issue and where you should and will see the lead each time they come in immediately. So we'll correct both things, of course, and make sure that doesn't happen again.
Okay. All right.
All right, so, well, lastly, once again, would you just like for us to simply use the keywords that we were already using?
Let's go over what you was about to do.
Sure, so it's just simple keywords, right? So we just want to make sure that we got all the right keywords. The ones that we already have, of course, are the most obvious ones, like painting services, professional painting, interior, exterior, residential, commercial, office, house, door, accent wall, stucco, cabinet refinishing, drywall, sheetrock repair, wood staining, indoor painting. In addition to any of that, do you have anything in mind that you might think that people might possibly look you up with?
Drywall repair.
I'm sorry, repeat that one more time.
Drywall repair. I heard sheetrock repair from you, but I did not hear drywall repair.
Oh, drywall is one of them. Yeah, we got drywall now.
No, you have drywall, but I wouldn't put in drywall if I was looking for something. I would put in drywall repair.
Right, drywall repair. That's how we have you.
Okay, you didn't say drywall repair. You said sheetrock repair, and then you called out the word drywall.
Okay, but yeah, we do have drywall repair as part of the keywords.
Okay. Do you have interior doors, interior windows?
Interior doors, interior windows, we do not, but let me add those. One second. All right, so I got interior doors and interior windows.
Yep. Interior wood trim.
Interior wood trim?
Wood trim. W-O-O-D is in dog. Trim. T-R-I-M.
Gotcha. All right. We did not have that one, but I'll definitely have that one added, so I got that one down as well.
What about drywall holes? Drywall holes and sheetrock holes. H-O-L-E-S.
All right, let me add that. Since I don't see that, let me add that right there. One second.
The biggest problem I'm having right now is, and I've been saying this for the last 6 months, and I told him I'm really looking for another company to try to work with because when I first got with you guys, the service was great. I did drywall repair for 6 months straight, and after that, it just dropped off. And I haven't been able to find the drywall like I did before. I'm actually Ubering right now because my phone is not ringing the way I need it to ring. Ubering for a living right now because I don't have enough drywall repair to come in. I'm 59 years old, and I'm trying to find all the small jobs I can. Drywall repair was working great for 6 months straight, and then all of a sudden it just stopped coming in. If it was coming in on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the best, it was coming in at a 12. And then all of a sudden it dropped down to like a 2. And it's been a 2 for like the last 9 months. I haven't been able to get back on track. So it forced me to open up interior painting and kitchen cabinet painting, which I really don't want to do because you got to bring in human resources.
Gotcha. I understand. We'll definitely make sure that this time you also get the business that you're looking to get. That's also mainly the purpose of this call, to make sure that we're covering everything. That way, when someone looks anything up in Google, then you're the business that pops up. So that's exactly what we're looking to do, and we'll make sure that happens for you again. So we're just going to go ahead and optimize everything, your listings as well, and we're going to go ahead and do hands-on from this very moment so we can try to get all those clients you're looking to get.
Okay. Do I have your number, your name and your number? I don't think I have your name and number. I've never spoken to you before.
All right. So my name is George. The number is the same number that we all call you from. This is the one that should appear on your phone right now. But, yeah, it's basically we're also from customer service. I see that your account manager is Honey. She's the one that you mostly speak to, I see. So Honey's the representative that represents your account, and she's the one that's going to handle most of the things. But whenever you call us, there's a chance that someone else might answer. And you can speak freely to anyone you want.
Is it possible I can get a list of those keywords? When I get home, I want to take a look at them and see if I'm missing anything. Can you email or text me the keywords you have?
I'll send you an email, for sure. I'll send you an email with the ones he just added as well. And then if you want to reply to that with more keywords, feel free to do that whenever you want.
So right now, I was going to ask a question about the service areas. What service areas do you have?
Service areas. So let me take a look. One second.
So email me that also.
Okay. Well, I'll email that to you then.
No, I want to hear it, but just email it to me also. I still want to hear what you got.
All right, so it's basically a 25-mile radius, and within that, it's basically everything that's in there, right? So just to call out a few, Apex, Burlington, Cary, Chapel Hill, Durham County, Hillsboro, Holly Springs, Mooresville, Orange County, Raleigh, Mobain. Those are pretty much it.
Okay, now with my current budget and what I'm trying to do, I just want my phone to ring every day. I just want my phone to ring 30 times a month if that's possible. With my budget, I mean, what do you think about that ratio with the number of cities, with the budget, with the three services?
So those are the radius is basically what you already had prior to reactivating. So that's the radius that you have now currently is the same one where you were doing good. So you should be doing good as well currently. Also, if you don't mind me asking, do you know if like your business, if your work is seasonal, do you know if like maybe sometimes there's like down times or up times for your work?
No, sir. That's not the problem.
Okay,
for 13 years straight, sir, I was with another company called 99 Calls. And I didn't have this problem at all. Winter time, no time. Once you're online, your phone is always ringing. It's a little slower in the winter times, but it's not slow enough to make an impact. But ever since Google went up on their price, and I stopped using Google Ads to get more work and Google Verified, it's just been different for the last 2.5-3 years. Now, Local Splash told me that they was going to, they told me, when I hired David, when he called me up, he told me that my radius at the time was 12 miles. He told me part of the deal was that he could get my radius out to 60 miles. Now you're telling me that my radius is only 25 miles.
Yeah, Google doesn't allow a bigger radius than 25 miles. That's not possible.
Well, he told me that it would be 60 miles. He said it was good. He said with my, okay, this is what he said. My business, Google my business. That sector of marketing was only 12 miles. And he said he can reach it to 60 miles. And then for Google Verified, Google Guaranteed, that's when I added the other cities, the other service areas, two different dimensions. So the 60 miles was for Google My Business, the map area, and the cities that you just named was for Google Verified.
Gotcha, right. So when it comes to Google My Business profile, that right there, the limit is 25 miles only. But for Google Verified, that can be modified, which I can report that over to Honey if you're looking to discuss maybe expanding the business there in Google Verified.
I missed that last point you were saying.
So just to start all over, so the Google Business Profile does have a limit of only 25 miles at most. That's the limit with Google, the profile. However, when it comes to Google Verified, that could be modified. If you're looking to extend that, I can report this over to Honey. She can review that with you.
No, that's okay. I'm just getting different information. And that's one of the main reasons why I was kind of getting sick and tired of it. And to be honest with you, I was really ready to go. The only reason why I haven't left yet, sir, is because I like the platform. But I was really ready to go. I've just been going through too many issues. And every time somebody come back to the phone, they apologize for it, and they say they're going to fix it. But I've been with you guys almost a year now, and I'm still having the same issue.
I understand, and I definitely understand your frustration, Neil, and any one of your users will probably feel the same. I'm also already, as we speak, reporting this over to one of our managers so we can make sure this doesn't repeat again, both with the app issue and with what you mentioned. But again, what you explained is right. I'm just saying that with the Google profile, there is a limit with everything else that could be modified. So with Google Verified, again, if you are looking to expand, which is possible, we can do that. And again, I can set you up with Honey if you want to discuss that further.
But I don't know if that's a good idea to do that with the budget I have.
Okay, then we'll leave it as it is. That's not a problem.
No. I'm not the expert, sir. I don't know. I said that because you have to tell me. You guys are the experts. I don't know. If I came to paint your house, I'm the one to tell you what paint to use. I know about the paint. If you tell me you want...
So the thing is that I'd answered that question earlier, but I'll explain that again. So what the period of time that you currently explained already that you had a lot of business, the 6 months with a lot of business, is what you already have within the radius of cities and counties in your area. So, again, the suggestion is for you to leave it as it is, since you were already doing very well with those areas and counties that you were already had, and to leave it as it is. You know, that's my suggestion. But, again, if it's something that you're looking to modify, that's definitely possible.
I will leave it right there for now and see what happens.
Sounds good. Okay, we'll leave it as it is.
Okay. All right, I appreciate it.
All right, well, thank you so much for taking this call. You have a good one.
Okay, thanks.